you will receive a Christmas miracle. Do you know that Jesus still answers prayer? I believe in Christmas miracles. Although I did not grow up in a home that was faith-driven or miracle-oriented, we all had a measure of faith. We went to Mass twice a year, and I went to a Catholic grade school. We were given the foundations of Christianity, and I'm eternally grateful to them. But we never learned that Jesus wanted a personal relationship with us. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door of your life and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come to him and dine with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. Do you know that Jesus is knocking on the door of your life? Your parents can't open the door for you. Your friends are not allowed to open for you. Your pastor or priest cannot open the door for you either. It's always personal. It's between you and Jesus. He's alive, and he wants to prove himself to you. Would you give him a chance this Christmas? Others of you have already made this decision, but you've not asked him for a miracle yet. The day before Christmas was the first time in my adult life that I asked Jesus for two things. Give me a love for life and heal my relationship with my dad. To my utter surprise and shock, it started the next morning. I woke up early and it was still dark outside, so I stumbled into the kitchen for a glass of milk or something when I noticed a small light in the living room. It was my dad, who was sitting alone. He looked at me and it started my miracle with these words. "Paul, come over here. We need to talk." It may not seem like a big miracle, but you didn't know my dad. I immediately looked up to heaven and said these words to God, "You're real." The Bible says, "But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Hebrews 11:6. God wants to answer your prayers. He loves you and wants to heal you and your family. Because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.